The Catholic Church has done it again. 7 years after the Vatican clarified its position on whether Protestants are really part of the Church, Rome offended Protestants again by publishing a document yesterday with the title, Responses to Some Questions Regarding Certain Aspects of the Doctrine on the Church. The new document makes quite clear that in Rome's view, only the Catholic Church is really a church. One man, probably surprised by the Vatican's new document, may have been the head of Germany's Lutheran Church, Wolfgang Huber. Today, Bishop Huber responded to the Vatican by saying that the Lutheran Church is not willing to pay every price for the sake of the ecumenical movement. Then again, Bishop Huber should not have been surprised. You see, just 1 month ago, he indirectly confirmed the authority of the Catholic Church over his own Lutheran Church. You're listening to UCOG Online. It's Wednesday, July 11, 2007, and I'm Paul Kiefer. Yesterday's Vatican document was signed by U.S. Cardinal William J. Levada, Prefect of the Congregation for the Doctrine of the Faith, and it was approved by Pope Benedict XVI himself before publication. Pope Benedict is also the man responsible for appointing Levada to his position as the Vatican's doctrinal watchdog, a position that Benedict himself held before becoming Pope. And it was Benedict himself who, as German Cardinal Joseph Ratzinger, wrote the paper 7 years ago that first offended Protestants. Benedict wants to clarify some of the confusion resulting from the Second Vatican Council of 1964, when the term, quote, sister churches, end of quote, was used in reference to non-Catholic denominations. Benedict's position is that only the Catholic Church is really a church. The new Vatican paper acknowledges that there may be elements of truth in the various Protestant fellowships, but they aren't part of the one true church because of differences over the priesthood, the Eucharist, and the Pope. The clarifying statements released yesterday and 7 years ago make another part of the Second Vatican Council clear. For the Catholic Church, the word ecumenical means movement on the part of the others. I like to say that the real translation for ecumenical is come back, meaning come back to us. You see, there won't be a restoration of Christian denominational unity involving Catholics and Protestants meeting halfway. Instead, if there is to be unity, non-Catholics will meet the Vatican on its terms by recognizing papal authority. And that's exactly where Germany's Lutheran Church leader, Wolfgang Huber, comes in. Last month, he and his church found themselves siding with the Roman Catholic Church on an issue that has surfaced in Germany several times in the last 10 years. It involves Germany's so-called store closing law, which mandates that normal business may not be conducted on Sundays and holidays. In today's Germany, a paragraph adapted from the pre-World War II Weimar Constitution provides constitutional status for Sunday as a day of rest from work. Quote, Sunday and state-recognized holidays enjoy legal protection as days of rest from work. That's paragraph 139. In decisions rendered in 1992, 1995, and just 3 years ago in 2004, Germany's Supreme Court in Karlsruhe confirmed that employers have the constitutional obligation to protect the rest from work on Sunday and holidays. So what's the problem? The city of Berlin, which is also one of Germany's 16 federal states, has been a leader for years in attempts to get around the law. In 1999, a shopping Sunday raised eyebrows when over 50,000 people showed up on a Sunday in August at a Berlin department store. Late last year, Berlin approved a change that allows stores to open on 10 selected Sundays a year from 1 p.m. to 8 p.m. Other German states also have shopping Sundays, but none has as many as Berlin. Last month, Berlin's Catholic Archbishop, Cardinal Georg Sterzinski, announced his church's plan to go to court against the city of Berlin to reduce the number of shopping Sundays. He said, "I deeply regret that Berlin has to be the example for eroding the constitutional protection given to Sunday." And the cardinal emphasized that Sunday should be a day of rest and spiritual uplifting. That's where Lutheran church head Wolfgang Huber comes in. His church will also be a party to the legal challenge against the city of Berlin. In a press release, Bishop Huber emphasized that Sunday has been a Christian religious holiday in Western culture for some 1,700 years. Now that's interesting. With his statement, the head of the Lutheran Church acknowledges indirectly that Sunday was not a religious holiday for Jesus, his disciples, and the first Christians. And he's right about that. The first Christians did not keep Sunday as their weekly day of rest. Instead, they kept the Sabbath. So who made Sunday a Christian religious holiday some 300 years after Jesus and his disciples walked the earth? Why, the Roman Catholic Church did. Without realizing it, any Christian who observes Sunday as the weekly day of rest has already recognized the authority of the Roman Catholic Church. Without realizing it, that Christian is already on the road to ecumenical unity the way the Catholic Church envisions it. James Cardinal Gibbons, Catholic educator and Archbishop of Baltimore at the beginning of the 20th century, was blunt about the authority of his church. In a book called The Faith of Our Fathers, he wrote, and I quote, "You may read the Bible from Genesis to Revelation, and you will not find a single line authorizing the sanctification of Sunday. The scriptures enforce the religious observance of Saturday, a day which we never sanctify." So why is the leader of Germany's Lutheran Church upset about the Vatican's latest document on the one true church? Lutherans and other Sunday-keeping Protestants aren't really that far off anyway. They already accept papal authority for changing the Bible day of rest from Saturday to the Catholic day of rest, Sunday. They already accept Catholic authority for traditional holidays like Christmas and Easter instead of the days the Bible commands. Since they already accept that authority, it really isn't all that much more to accept the Pope's authority on other matters, too. That's what the ecumenical movement is all about anyway, at least for the Catholic Church. This is Paul Kiefer for UCOG Online. Keep listening.